trying to get one of these boys to...
Life.
We are back from recess. What is the next... All right, Christy, what's our next?
The Nichols Family Trust.
Nichols Family Trust, and this property is where? Geographically.
Venice on the Lake.
Venice on the Lake. Is this a phone call?
Actually, it says we're going to appear in person.
Okay, we've got a couple minutes before that. Let's take a look at this prior to them getting here as I'm looking at what you have on the board.
Can I just throw something out since we're just, I wouldn't say idling, but just, I just got an email from Darius in Jasper County, and they took structures off June 1st of the tornado year in Joplin.
That's not what the assessor told me yesterday.
That's what the commissioner just sent me an email saying on commercial buildings. Well, fine. So anyway, I just got an email.
I know better than that. I'm starting to get where I need to go to lunch for a while.
We've got two appointments we need to handle. First one is 11:30, then we have 11:45, then we'll break. As we're looking at this parcel, I see that it's valued or appraised at 10,716 with assessed value of 2,040. And is the appeal, there it is, based on they purchased it at tax sale? That's where they purchased it, right?
It looks to me like they built that garage and that made the taxes go up and it startled them.
That startled me.
So we've got the lot value at $4,800, okay. Assessed.
Appraised.
That's appraised. Okay.
So has the lot didn't change it?
No. That's what the 990 or whatever should have been reflective of, that it went up. It's new construction for this year. As you said, added garage in 2012.
And prior to, this individual purchased that property for the taxes that were owed, paid the taxes based on the valuation of the vacant lot.
Right.
Built a garage.
Right.
This tax for it. What did they ask to move it back to?
I don't know.
Okay.
left are 265.
What's the BOE number on this? I can't read it on mine.
0002. That's the last digit. Do you want the whole thing?
No, that's fine. The last four will work.
Are they? Oh, they're coming in.
Yeah, they've stated they'll be here in person. So I think we need to give them a few more minutes. Is that the next one or?
No.
No, we're over.
Bank of Oklahoma is the next one after this at Emerald Point.
Yesterday were at the basement.
Oh, I haven't heard. This would be a good time to bring one of those up for later.
Most what?
He asked what happened to that home yesterday that Roger went out to take a look at.
Did you bring that down with you? Let me go get it.
Yeah. Slow down, you're making me tired.
You can just be prepared for the next one, guys, so we can have a full lunch hour.
Bank of Oklahoma. And what they want.
It looks like they supplied an appraisal the lot at Emerald Point.
And what did they come? Oh, I see. They have, haven't they?
Saying this lot is worth $5,000.
Yeah. My recommendation is to send that one on. I haven't lost a case on Emerald Point lots in front of the State Tax Commission. I won 7 in a row. I've got them laying there on my desk if you want to see them. At the value you guys set.
I know the only thing I would have a question about that would be if you know, we changed some of those because of power lines and things like that.
The map doesn't show
it. It should say here in appraisal.
Yeah, there's nothing. I mean,
it's a good.
I mean, of course, we can't make a decision until 11:45 is that one. But I would agree this. The price is the price, and there's no compelling evidence to say why we made a mistake.
$250,000. And those roads are paved now.
What'd you say? What's the value at?
Yeah,
$69,900, which is what we set all those lots at.
And that appraisal was done in April of this year.
Right. I guess the only question is if one question I'll ask is if there's any streets there, or is this incomplete or not?
Commissioners aren't used to working 5 days a week, are you?
7.
I am.
We're used to working 7 days a week.
Just because we may not be in the office doesn't mean we don't work, Nathan.
Jim, room. I had a saying. I've been trying to find a place to use just for your benefit. Since I can't find it, I'm just going to tell you.
Well,
if you ever have an opportunity to tell people that what they're saying is pointless, it's shag linoleum. I thought it was quite well stated myself.
It really gives me quite a visual.
What should we do, Chairman Hausman, about the 11:30 that said they were going to be here? Do we vote on the merits of the data, or do we ask Chris to reschedule?
I think that we need to document these Nathanisms.
Didn't we have a book from last year? Okay, I thought we had a book started last year. I mean,
first thing I would do would do that, and then let's wait a minute or two more, and I think that we need to vote. This is a pretty, I think, cut and dried decision here. Matter of fact, we could vote now if we have a motion.
Maybe a motion to deny?
Yes.
So be it.
Is there a second?
I'm going to second the motion.
There is a motion and a second to deny BOE ending in the four number 0002. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay. The motion carries. And our next is not for a few minutes, but I can call early. Let's wait for the assessor to step back.
What does it cost the county when the state tax commission is down here?
Just legal, our legal fees.
Well, right. For those that we have to provide counsel for.
Right.
Is counsel common or not?
If they don't supply counsel, we lose. I mean, isn't that what they said? Last year?
Mm-hmm.
We lose if we don't have an appraisal from our county. Not accepting the assessor, you have to go get a certified appraisal.
So that costs the county, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, what's the big about this resolution?
I know. I was ready to adopt it. I wanted to do that last year.
So what is that? What's the teeth behind it?
The help.
It's a more of a cautionary. It's a resolution, not an ordinance.
No, it's not anything.
And I doubt if there's any teeth behind it from the county.
Have you all issued a burn ban?
That's what this is.
I mean, there's one Missouri statute in here, 44-110. Do you have that, Ron?
I just handed that other document away. I may have this. No, I don't have that.
I am totally, completely, 100% against most government regulations. But if somebody's not careful, they're going to come by for multiple stuff. More of it gets out.
Yeah.
This also is the last comment, so we suggest you consult with prosecuting attorneys to consider taking any action. So we need to sit down with.
That's for third class counties. That'd be our attorney, wouldn't it?
Well, probably, yeah, you're right.
First class, I mean, third class counties, your prosecutor.
Who we are.
We're waiting until you got back.
From what?
To call the Bank of Oklahoma.
But prior to that, though, James, did you have a chance to look at the one that Kenny went out to yesterday, was what he had asked? Remember we sent, I said Kenny, I meant Roger.
Yeah, wait. Was that Gary Porter?
No.
Yes, it was.
We denied that one.
No, you denied one of his, waiting on.
Oh, there was a second one, you're right.
House.
Yes, we recalculated, and the 215,784 dropped to 190,841.
He's talking about the case from yesterday.
That's from changing the basement to a full finished to a partial finished.
Okay, so we're looking at parcel number ending in 0014 from yesterday.
What was your number again, James?
No, it didn't. It's ending in 055.
That's the one I said that we had denied, so I got that backwards. What
are no, no, 0014 is the BOE number that for Porter's.
I'm sorry, I'm looking for parcel number one.
And you're right, it's 1.0041.
0055.
0055.
Yeah. All right.
That's the parcel number. Okay.
Your recommendation is to move the valuation from what to what based upon recalculating.
Moving the valuation from the 215,782 to 190,841.
So moved.
Appraised.
Now that's the total lot and?
Yes.
I thought he said there was absolutely no finish in the basement. I think no.
We found that to be different.
He said he had put up a wall or two, didn't he say that?
Yes, and
he
even had insulated several walls.
Since then, is what he, Jeff, is what you're talking about. When
right.
He first,
since.
When we asked him about January 1/11, he said there was one wall, and then he said, since then, I put up these other walls.
Right.
But we changed it from a 0.7 to a 0.4. It seemed to be agreeable with him. Roger was out there, didn't he?
So the recommendation is to lower the valuation from 215,782 to 190,841. We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there discussion?
I do have one piece of discussion here.
Go ahead, sir.
This gentleman appeal, what was his request? I don't have that in front of me. I guess I could.
I don't have it either.
We had him assess for a finished basement, and he didn't have it finished.
He wanted $125,000.
But he bought it as a short sale.
That's right. Okay. It's all coming back to me now.
More discussion?
What's the current value right now?
It is at 215,782.
Lowered to 190,841.
I'm good. Thank you.
All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Are we ready for our 11:45?
Yes.
And that number is, and who will I be speaking with? Bless you.
816.
Okay.
416-7148,
Karen Dodson.
No, Dennis Martin for Paragon Tax Group. She's
Dennis Mark.
Marks, M-A-R-X.
M-A-R-X, okay.
It means that you're responsible for any fires you may start.
Please enter your account code. The account code you have dialed is not valid.
Really?
Check it and try again. Or follow the instructions located on the back of your card for assistance. The account code you have dialed is valid. Please check
it and follow the instructions located. Got the last word, didn't it?
Please enter your account code.
Dennis, this is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I'm here with the rest of the board members, and we have a request from you in regards to the assessment of a parcel of property in, I believe, Emerald Point.
That's correct.
Are you ready to discuss that?
Yes, ma'am.
I will just let you address that if you will. We have documents, I believe, am I right, Christy, that have been sent to us? There we go. And we are pulling all that up on our different computers.
Sure, it should have been an appraisal.
We have that in front of us now.
Then for the Bank of Omaha?
Yes.
Appraisal was done in April of this year.
Jeff, would you like to make mention of that?
The appraisal was done in April of this year, 2012.
That's correct.
What we're looking at within the state of Missouri is the cycle of assessment, which is done in odd-numbered years, so the assessor utilized sales to come upon the valuation that he's placed upon properties based, if I'm not mistaken, James, on January of 2011?
Yes.
And I'm pouring through what you have here now, but so that's where his figures have come from, because we cannot reassess properties within even-numbered years in the state of Missouri, but we can make adjustments if there has been some mistake in the assessment or if there had been damage to a house because of flood or tornado, etc. But if you would like to address this, we're willing to hear anything you have to say about this parcel.
Yeah, you are correct, and it was in April 2012. You know, I'm trying to get to, you know, as close to January 1 as possible to find out what the, you know, what the true market value of these properties, of this particular, this big track. Comparable number one and number two, they both sold in 2011. One was in July 11th.
Did you do a retrospective?
And they both were purchased for $5,000. And
when was that purchase date again?
It's on page 2 of the appraisal report.
Okay.
And the comparables that they use is comparable number 1, which is next door. And then there was one across the street.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it was listed, this particular subject property has been listed for, I think it had been listed for at least 81 days at $10,000. And you know, I believe the true market value is more like $5,000 versus $56,000 in the county. I don't know what sales they were using, but there's just been an abundance of inventory out there.
James, are these the properties that we lowered to the 69.9?
Yes.
Last year, okay.
Yes. Do you have any idea why the appraiser used three $5,000 sales when I have 42 sales in that subdivision with a median of around $65,000 on those sales, including 10 and 11 sales?
No, I don't. I was reading over the report myself, and I believe which page it would be right before the pictures. It does. It addresses at least the Tri-Lakes Board of Realtors that there has been evidently 55 residential lot sales in this particular Hollister School District over the past 12 months, and 99 active. And it's pretty much explanatory. It does give an explanation. At least it looks at the average sell price of $13,000, median of $8,000. So I don't know.
I could mail you a copy of this real easily. I've got 42 sales ranging. Most of them average, I've got 79,000, 70,000, 59,000, 64,9, and these are 10 and 11 sales, and all my 11 sales are falling 59,9, 59, 56,6, 50, 55, getting my 12 sales 55, 53, 69,9, and I'm just a little concerned on why the appraiser you chose used three $5,000 sales.
That I could not answer. But if it's possible to give a copy of the stuff you were using, that are not sure, pass that along to whoever you
We can touch us. We possibly can. I just don't know what we can sell on that.
Sure, I'll be glad to get those to you.
Mr. Marks, in fairness, when the assessor is going to be considering all properties in the odd-numbered year throughout Taney County, and I'm confident that this subdivision is going to be one of them, so you'll be. But again, if sales dictate other, it won't show changes. But am I correct, James?
You're correct.
Yeah,
This is across the street.
Didn't get into this last year with first time on the market, second time on the market.
Yeah, we
and this is in that section that's not in the within the gated area. This is across the road.
These sales I have is across the road. These sales that I have is across the road.
Across Hillhaven there. What is it? Hillhaven?
Hillhaven.
Yeah. Where phase 9, 10, and 11 is.
So can you show me here what you're...
Here's a Google map.
Thank you.
Mr. Marks, the assessor's going to send you the list of what he has. We're going to continue to look at this subdivision, and we're going to get back with you in a week to let you know what decisions have been made.
Okay.
We will inform you in writing. Even if we do nothing, we're going to inform you in writing. But and the assessor will forward this information to you as well.
Okay, I appreciate that.
We thank you, sir, for your time. But unless you have something else to say or the board members here.
If the comparables in the county choosing are in the same subdivision, I think that's the best indication of the tough market values. That's all I have to add.
Thank you, sir.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks for the call.
I'll tell you, if I remember right, I think that across the road there's maybe like a handful of lots that you can see the lake.
And
the rest of
them. In the hall. This is the subdivision that was, the median.
I'm just wondering if
we took into account last year the $5,000 and the higher ones and come up with a figure that we used.
Well, I don't think we had 5,000, but we did make an adjustment best we could, and we had a lot of debate about what the value should be on this. I mean, I remember Lakeview, non-Lakeview, some believe this was still at 69.9, was still too high. But ultimately, specific to this case, there's no evidence that says anything that we can touch it based off of this year. Now, next year, I think there should be an adjustment. Now, that's just my opinion.
The median has dropped to 59.9 in that subdivision.
Okay.
Is what I've run the median already run it in there.
But you remember, Nathan, you touched on something. The resale market's horrible. The first time sale, there's a mechanism to sell.
Let's stand in recess until 1 o'clock.
All right.